Many here have wasted hours and days waiting for fuel the Sri Lankan government says is running out. No comfort to the thousands like Prabath. He has spent the last 3 days in a queue.
After waiting so long and getting 8 litres of fuel, we earn a few thousand rupees, but we have to use part of that to buy fuel again. What we are left with isn't enough to buy food, let alone bring up 3 children.
The Minister of Power and Energy says Sri Lanka owes around $735 million for earlier fuel shipments, and no one is willing to provide more.
No company is willing to supply us with fuel without prepayment. We regret the situation coming to that. We need 550 million for fuel this month, but we only have 130 million.
Sri Lanka has been running out of foreign currency to pay for food, medicine, fuel and cooking gas. India is providing $4 billion in credit, and some other countries have offered to help. A US delegation from the Treasury and State Department began talks with the government on Monday. Minister Vijayasekara says government representatives will travel to Russia and Qatar to try and negotiate fuel purchases. With less than a day's worth of stock, the state petroleum provider is limiting what it sends to fuel stations.
I am wondering how to divide today's load among all these people. We give 30 litres for vehicles, three-wheelers and motorbikes, a full tank. But if court vehicles don't get fuel today, judges will have to stop hearing cases. So, a gentleman from the judiciary is asking for fuel for judges. These are the kinds of challenges I face.
On Monday, the military began issuing tokens that assure the holder a guaranteed chance to fuel up when stocks arrive. But not all are convinced it's a practical system.
I hope things with the IMF and all goes off well, and God willing that things will improve. I mean, there's no other better country to live in other than Sri Lanka, I would say, if things come into place.
The government is struggling to find suppliers willing to provide fuel, and this means the hundreds of thousands of people queuing at petrol stations around the country can only hope and wait. Minerva Fernandez, Al Jazeera, Colombo.